Father, we thank you again for your mercy, for your grace, for your healing touch. And Lord, you do all those things. You give all those things to us because you love us. So Lord, we praise you for that right now. And Father, we do continue to lift up Phil. And Lord, we just pray that you will not only touch his physical ailments, but Lord, strengthen him and encourage him mentally and emotionally and spiritually. And Lord, be with Gail as she continues just to care for him. Lord, we know that those days can be good, those days can be bad. And Lord, we just pray that you'll give her the strength and the ability to honor you by serving and taking care of her husband. And Father, for Ernest, we know the struggle that can happen in our mind when we face something like a surgery. So Lord, we just pray for comfort and peace for him. Lord, for Lula and Diane, we just pray, Lord, that you will give them comfort and peace to know that the surgery is necessary and that the doctors are going to do what they're trained to do. And Father, we lift them up to you. We pray, Lord, tomorrow morning as Ernest goes to have this surgery, that you will be the hands that are guiding their hands. And Lord, we just pray for a special touch upon Ernest and those doctors and nurses as they perform that procedure tomorrow morning. And Father, I can't wait to, you know, get a couple weeks down the road and look back and say, God's good. So Lord, we believe those things and we trust that this morning. And we pray all these things in your name, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Because one of the ways, we'll look at that a little bit this morning, that we honor God is when we, and we talked about this last week, when we learn to see others the way God sees them. Because when that becomes very real for us, then it allows us to do what? Feel compassion. To understand what it means to extend forgiveness or mercy or act out of kindness and extend grace when sometimes people aren't used to that, right? So last week in starting the series, we focused on the fifth of God's Ten Commandments. And from that message, we learned that honoring God is more than just acknowledging him and the work that he does in our life. Because I think that's where we stop sometimes, right? We say God's good, and we just sang about it. God loves us, and he's doing all these things, so we want to give him praise and honor. But to honor God, it has to be more than that, right? If it's not more than that, sometimes we get stuck in the trap of just giving lip service. And we want to make sure that we don't do that. So we learn that seeing others in the same manner as God sees them it's not just important, but it's an important act of obedience that pleases God. But it also allows his character, right? His character to flow through us. In other words, it allows his character to shine into the world around us. And I love every Sunday morning, God just does these cool things. And I don't know if you noticed when Jackie come up here, what's the first thing he asked? Have you been a light this past week? You know? So when we have small moments where we are obedient, small moments where we recognize the value of the Father, and we allow that to shine through us, guess what? Without even knowing it, we can be a light to the people around us. So if honoring others demonstrates how much we value a faithful relationship with the Father, then we also must acknowledge that that simple act of obedience teaches us how to honor him every day. And I like this. When we begin to change our lifestyle to align with Christ, to align with what the Holy Spirit is leading us to, right? And we say this all the time in the Christian world, because it's true, we strive and we work and we study and we do all the things we do, hopefully, to be more like who? Jesus, to be more like Christ. Well, when we're doing that, then the natural result of that is what? The characteristics and the nature of God will what? Shine. It will flow out of us. So as that happens, then it should become part of our everyday life. And as we move forward in our series on honor, we're going to go down this path of remembering that command, right? The command from Deuteronomy 5:16, which was honor who? father and mother, right? And we took that and expanded it and said, yes, father and mother, but also honor people in general, other people in general, right? So we're going to keep on that track, and we're going to move now to how that can lead us to honor God in everyday life. Everyday life. Is that always easy? Not so much. Because there's people, right? There's people that we're challenged to see in the same way that God sees, right? And then love them. It's probably a little easier for God than us, because he's God. Because there's people that I know God wants me to love, or God wants me to honor in the same way that he would honor, that, boy, I really don't want to. And y'all know this. I'm not sharing anything that you're not aware of. You know, we live in a world that's filled with sin. Somebody said it earlier. Sin can make us stupid. Well, guess what? That's a very real statement. And we live in a world where that is very evident. So there are some simple foundational truths that every believer knows belongs in your life, or belongs to a life that's lived for God. And one of these is learning how, or training ourselves to honor him. The challenge is not knowing that, but living it out. Again, I used that word lip service, or that phrase lip service earlier. We got to make sure that it's genuine, right? So the challenge is not just knowing we need to honor the Father, not knowing we need to honor God, but it's actually living it out every day. We got to first understand when we do that what that word honor means. So we're going to look at that here shortly. But then we got to take that definition and we got to apply it. In other words, we got to turn it around and try to figure out how that looks in a practical manner. Does that make sense? So in other words, what I want to try to do for you this morning is let's talk about what that word means when we say we're going to honor God every day. And then, okay, now we understand what that word means. Well, all right, Pastor, give me some ways I can do that. Right, some simple ways, some biblical ways that I can do that. So let's just begin. Honor is a virtue. Would everybody agree? Honor is a virtue. And it recognizes and gives due weight to the worth, authority, and glory of God and to every person created in his image. And we talk about this a lot, not because we are Christians, but it is one of the things that we firmly believe in. We value life, or we should. And it doesn't matter where that life has taken someone, or it shouldn't. Or it doesn't matter the life that someone has had. Okay, so we think of that word honor. It is a virtue that recognizes and gives due weight to the worth, authority, and glory of God, and then that extends from him through us to those that we know he created in his own image. Honor is expressed inwardly through reverence. And guess what it does? When you have a reverence for someone, or you have a reverence for God inside your heart, what eventually comes out of that is some type of outward action. Does that make sense? So Scripture calls us to give God all the glory that he deserves. Would y'all agree with that? We are to give God all the glory that he deserves, and then we're to treat others with dignity, respect, and love. So the command to honor our parents actually reflects the tenderness of God's heart. You know, we look at those commands sometimes and we think, well, there's something else I got to try to live up to, right? And what I'm hoping to do through this series is to teach and encourage you to stop looking at it as that list of rules. Because that's what we see with those Ten Commandments. Now, Jason's over here, and if you've ever been by Jason's house, what's in his front yard? He's got a big billboard of the Ten Commandments. So Jason probably thinks, man, I'm tired of looking at all them rules, so I'm going to try to help you, Jason. Don't see them as rules anymore, right? see them as when you love God and you want to honor God, you get to do those things. Or actually, when Christ lives inside of you, you're not even going to want to do those things because it's contradictory to his nature. Scripture calls us to give God all the glory that he deserves. And the command to honor our parents, it's really reflecting the tenderness of his heart. And what that ought to do is what? Tenderize our heart and bring us to a point where, hey, we honor him because we honor other people. Now, in 1 Corinthians 10:31, it's been on the screen there for a few moments, and you've probably already read it. But this is a pretty powerful verse, and it actually ties into a larger section in Paul's teaching. But I just really wanted to point this verse out to you. Because here in 1 Corinthians 10:31, Paul broadens the truth that we just talked about to not just a moment, but to every part of life. And what does he say there? Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. In other words, what's he saying there? Every part of your life, every ounce of who you are, if you love the Lord, then guess what? You ought to do it all to honor God, to bring glory to God. Come to church on Sunday morning, right? Come to church on Sunday night, Wednesday night, whenever you are led to come to church and gather in a place like this. Are you doing it to bring honor and glory to God, or are you doing it because this is somewhere you can hang out with your friends? Y'all know me, I'm not going to sugarcoat stuff. But sometimes that's what it turns into, right? It's something that it is versus something that it should be. Right? So when we look at Paul's words, he broadens this truth to us. And it talks about our actions. Okay? Actions like worship. We gather here and we worship the Lord, right? That's an action. Remember I talked about if you got an inward love of the Lord, an inward reverence, that will eventually lead to action. Well, that should lead us to worship, like genuine, authentic worship. And I've asked this before. When's the last time you really worshiped? And that's a question you need to answer for yourself. You know, I'll admit it. I mean, I struggle with that sometimes. And being raised Southern Baptist, it's hard to raise my hand sometimes. And it's hard when the Spirit says, hey, clap, to do that. But when that relationship with the Lord gets stronger and it grows, and you realize that, hey, that's what's more important than what the people around me think, then guess what you'll do? You'll raise your hands out of your pockets. And some of you might even say amen every once in a while. So this inward reverence for God, it comes in some form of action. And when we meet on Sunday morning, a lot of times we call that worship because that's what we call it. But is it what we do? Is it how we do church? Another way that comes out in action is actually obeying his commands. When he says don't murder, that's an easy one, I hope, right? So reverence of God comes out in an action. So when we obey commands, we're honoring God. Another way, and this one's tough sometimes, speaking truth to others, and the scripture tells us to do that how? With love. Sometimes we forget that part of it, right? Well, I'm going to speak truth, but you know, I am who I am. I'm just going to tell it how it is. And we forget that part that says do it with with care and love and concern, right? Aren't you glad that God follows that a little bit better sometimes than we do? But we can learn from that. And then another one is caring for the vulnerable. We saw some photos of people in our world. And we don't have to go to New York. I'm glad that people get to do things like that. But if all we got to do is look around us, there's people right around us that are vulnerable. And if God calls us to help those folks and serve those folks, and we do that, we're obeying, right? And that's a way to honor God. Now, again, the scripture also teaches us that we do those things for his glory, not our glory, right? So guess what? You can serve and honor people that are vulnerable in the community, and they don't nobody have to know about it other than you and the Lord. And you know what? You'll get credit for that when it matters. When it matters. So we think about this honoring God every day. Another way, and boy, we don't like to talk about this one either, is how we steward our time. How we steward things like our money, our gifts. And gifts can be a lot of things. It can actually be physical gifts, but hey, the scripture talks about when we have Christ, we have the Holy Spirit living in us, guess what he also gives us? Spiritual gifts. How do you steward those things? And I've preached about this before. If you know you got a spiritual gift and it's in your pocket and you're doing nothing with it, you're not honoring God in that process. Another way we can do that is in our relationships. Do you see relationships as gifts? The good ones, yeah, right? Yeah, that's the easy ones, right? But the ones you got to work a little bit more at, sometimes we don't see those the way God might see those, right? So these are some ideas, some thoughts. To honor God is to treasure who he is and let that love shape the way that we live out every day. When we do this, it is his name that gets lifted high. And it's those around us that gets touched by his goodness, not us. So honoring God is something every Christian knows about. But the real question then becomes, what does honoring God look like on Monday morning? Or Tuesday morning, or, you know. So we often think honoring God is limited to what we do at church services. Singing songs, prayers, praises, fellowship. Are those ways we honor God? Absolutely. But as I started this morning's message, it needs to be a daily thing, not just when we show up at church. And the Bible paints a bigger picture for us. Honoring God is not just event-based. Sometimes when we think of that word honor, and we're going to do that this month. We're going to honor our graduates. That's going to be like a special event-based thing. Memorial Day's coming. We're going to honor those who sacrificed their life for our country. Those are event-based type things. But we need to change our mindset, and we need to understand that honoring God is not just event-based. In other words, we don't have to say, oh, well, we're going to set aside Tuesday at 10 a.m., and that's the only day this month we're going to honor God. It needs to be what? An everyday lifestyle thing. And I'm going to speed up from here, y'all. So y'all hang on, because I'm going to go quick, because we're going to talk about a lot of things. And if you need my notes afterwards, because I got a lot of scripture, it's going to be on the screen. I'll be glad to print them out and give them to you. but I'm going to speed up a little bit. But honoring God is not just event-based. It has to be, or it must be, a way of life. And when we do that, it's a faithful attitude of the heart that says this: Lord, you are worthy of all that I am. In other words, the biggest honor you can give God is to give him self. To give him self. So today, I want to give you some practical ways that we can honor God. And I've already listed some of those, but I want to talk a little bit more in depth about some of this. And here's the thing, not just theory, right? We read books, right, that give us theory. They say, well, we think if you do this, this will happen, right? Well, the Bible's very clear that if you do what? The things that honor God, that please God, that show your love for him, that he will fulfill his, we talked about this a lot lately, but last week too, his promises, right? His promises. So, not just in theory, but in practice, everyday life, everyday situation, everyday relationships, everyday decisions that we make, do we honor God in those? So let's start with the first one, worship. I've said this before, it has to be more than just singing. And y'all know me, I'm not a great singer. But I think since the Lord has called me to be your pastor, I've sang more. Whew. Talk about out your comfort zone, right? But it's got to be more than just singing, right? And whether it sounds good or not, anybody can sing, right? So, but it's got to be more than that. Psalm 29:2, look at that. It says, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. It's about our attitude when we sing. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Jesus said this about worshipers. Y'all remember this? But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Now that can get real deep, but I wanted to point that out this morning because it's got to be more than just singing a song or playing an instrument. Is it coming from the heart? Is it you saying through song or poem or prayer that we love you? I love you, Lord. You are my everything. That verse that we just read from Jesus, spirit and truth. Is your worship true? Do you honor God in your worship? We honor God when we can sing with sincerity and purpose. Next on the list, obedience. We often view obedience from a legalistic lens. I already mentioned it. If you always see it as a list of rules, that's not a good lens to look through. And as a parent, I know what it means to press rules down on my children. Because I parented that way, and it didn't always end great, right? And so I say that to say this. That's not how God parents. It's not a list of rules. It's a list of things that he knows that if we do those things, life will be okay. It will be good. And he will honor his promises. So we got to stop looking at obedience from this lens of legalism. True obedience is love expressed through heartfelt action. In other words, we love the Lord, so we just do that, right? We do it because we know that he knows what's best for us. It's actions like rejecting shortcuts that compromise your trustworthiness or choosing integrity when no one is watching or just simply telling the truth, even if it might cost you something. Isn't that how like little, what we call a fib or a little white lie starts sometimes? We're afraid it might hurt us or it might cost us something. Obedience is something that flows out of love for God. And we honor God when we obey his commands and directions. Jesus confirms this for us in John 14:15 when he says that. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. You want to honor Jesus? You want to honor God? Do as he asks. Do as he asks. Next is our relationships. Honor is most visible in how we treat other people. One of the greatest compliments, I tell y'all this all the time, that we hear and that I get about Mount Freedom is, man, that's a loving church. That church is full of, that's a friendly place. I show up and people talk to me like they've known me their whole life and I never met them. So honor, it's visible in how we treat other people. We honor God in our relationships when we practice things like patience. Tough, right? Or we show kindness when we don't really want to. We honor God when we forgive quickly and in the same manner that he forgives. Boy, we're good at that, aren't we? Not always. Sometimes we get it right. We honor God when we respect and love, as we saw last week, our parents. And y'all heard, a lot of you have heard my, I guess some of my testimony about how I was an awesome kid. Right? It took me a while to figure that honor my parent thing out. Right? But we honor God when we respect and love parents, our spouses. You know, if you were here last week, Shannon and I had that little interaction, you know. And we go on like that a lot. But, you know, we honor God when we honor our spouses, when we love and respect them the way that he wants us to. Children. You know, the Bible teaches our children to love the parents and honor the parents, but it goes the other way too. We got to love our kids and respect our kids. And guess what? We sang that song about how much God loves us. You know what? God also loves us enough to point out when we need some correction. So sometimes our kids need that, and we think, oh, we're just being mean. Well, no, we're not being mean. If we're doing it the right way, we're trying to love and honor them the way God has set up, right? And it's got to go the other way. Grandkids, we got a lot of folks in here that have grandkids, the same thing. And then I got on here, elders. Now, I don't mean the elders, the leadership of the church. I was trying to be polite. But I was raised to always respect my elders. Well, guess what? We got to love the people that are older than us. We got to respect them. They've walked walks we have not walked yet or might not ever walk. And you said it about some of the people you care for. There's some wisdom there. There's some knowledge there. There's some things we can learn there. Well, guess what? When we pay attention to those things and how God has worked in those things, guess what we do? We honor God. We honor God. We respect Him in that manner. Paul teaches in Romans 12:10 that we should outdo one another in showing honor. Now next week, y'all going to be tripping over yourself, right? And I'm not making light of that because it's a very serious statement from Paul, because it talks about the attitude, right, more than it does the action. But when the attitude is right, the action will come. The action will come. Next is, oh, y'all going to love this one. Speech. Not in how well you can stand up here and give us some beautiful pontification on something you know about, right? No, everyday language. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. But look at the second part of that. And those who love it will eat its fruits. Love what? The power of the tongue. And what's the fruits? Depending on how you use that tongue, can lead to death or it can lead to life. As Christians, we honor God when we talk about things that bring life. Y'all, I need to do a separate sermon on this sometimes. It's hard to hear, but it needs to be said. And you don't have to use your voice to speak, especially in the modern world. Facebook, Instagram, all these things that we love to look at. Boy, if we can do things and put things and say things on there without ever uttering a word out of our mouth that can do what? Lead to death. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, so it could be simple as that. Hitting the little like or the unlike, you know. So our mouths reveal where our loyalty is. Therefore, we can honor God when we speak truth without cruelty or encourage more than we criticize or refuse to gossip and share slanderous information. Our voices should be used to build up, to edify and bless, and not to tear people down. Now, I didn't promise that some of these ways we honor God would be easy. But isn't that kind of the point? He wants us to figure out the ones that aren't easy and let Him help us make them easier. Next on the list is work. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Work becomes a form of worship when done with the right heart. Working diligently, showing up on time, keeping commitments and promises, practicing humility, respecting the low man in the same manner as the high man. These are all very practical ways in everyday life that we can honor God with our life, with how we act. Stewardship. Everything we have is from who? God. We need to recognize that. We need to understand that. And we need to learn to trust Him in that. If God's given it to you, He's trusted you with it. Now, will you trust Him to help you do what He has intended for you to do with it? In other words, prioritizing these things will help us properly honor God. The Bible teaches us to act hospitably, to give generously, to invest in kingdom work, and to manage our time wisely. Every resource, every blessing given to us should be used for the kingdom. to serve others. When we do that, we honor God. Look at what Peter says in 4:10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as God, as good stewards of God's very grace. How did Jackie say it? Have you been a light this week? Have you used the things that God has given you to serve someone else? And in doing so, know that you're doing that because you love the Lord. You want to honor Him. You want to praise Him. Holiness. The idea of holiness is often misunderstood. Too often we think holiness means loneliness or leads to loneliness. Or it means that we sit around in isolation, working ourselves to death, trying to follow all the rules, trying to be perfect. But holiness is neither of those. Holiness is another of the commands found in the Bible. And Peter said in 1 Peter 1:16, reminding us of God's words from way back in Leviticus, since it is written, that's what he's reminding us of, you shall be holy for I am holy. When I read that, at first it says, hey, there's a command to be holy. But how can I be holy? I've got to trust His holiness. I've got to learn to walk in His holiness. Receive that into my life. I can't do that. I'm not holy. Who is holy? God. And that's what Peter's teaching us there. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. And then be holy, for I am holy. We pursue holiness and honor God when we take steps in our life. And this is, this again, I didn't promise any of this would be easy. You want to follow that command and be holy? Guard your eyes. Guard your ears. Guard your mind. Guard your heart. Holiness is God honoring when we see it as imitation and not as limitation or isolation. Holiness is a life set apart for who? For God. We don't like to hear that, just being honest with you. We want our life to be our life. But when we commit to being a Christian, guess what? We're committing our life to God, to honor God, to please God, to serve God. Couple more, y'all. Gratitude. Acknowledging the goodness and greatness of God brings Him honor. Paul encourages us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 to give thanks in all circumstances. We've got 16 over there. What does it say? Rejoice always. 17 over here. Pray without ceasing. And then 18, give thanks in all circumstances. Just because life seems unfair or it seems difficult does not mean that God lost His goodness. No, it just means the world is filled with sin and it has detrimental effect on our lives. You want to honor God? Then make sure to thank Him daily. In the good, in the bad, and all the stuff in between. Give thanks in all circumstances. Celebrate and give praise for answered prayers, even if the answer is different than what you might have hoped for. Couple of verses here from Psalm 105 that I think will bring this home. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing to Him. Wait, we just talked about that. Where? Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Tell of all His wondrous works. Verse 3, glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Isn't that great? That's great. And then finally, we heard from Bailey about her mission that God sent her on. Did she go and have some cool things, museums, and get to experience some things that she might not ever get to do again? But in the midst of enjoying that stuff and those things, God called her to a mission, and that was to serve the vulnerable, to serve the people that needed to be served, right? So when we think of that word mission, those words about giving thanks direct us to this last way that we honor God in our daily lives. We honor God when we make much of Him, when we make much of Jesus, when we make much, and get this, as a Baptist preacher going to say this, of the Holy Spirit. We honor God in our missional service when we share the gospel, when we serve our community with compassionate hearts. Some people look at those little bags. We have made blessing bags here to take and put in your car and hand out to people when you come across people like that. Some people make fun of those things. You know why they make fun of those things? Because they don't understand that when we see people the way God sees people, it creates compassion in our heart, and out of that compassion flows help and action. So we honor God when we make much of Him. We make much of His Son, Jesus Christ, and we make much of the Spirit that lives inside of us. You know, during the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus shared these words, "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works." And we stop there sometimes because we like that, don't we? But there's more to it. "So that they'll see your good works and give glory to the Father who is in heaven." Living a life that blesses others and makes Christ more believable, that's how inner reverence of God moves to outward expression of honor. Honoring God is not as complicated as we often make it, or as we think it is. Honor is consistent. It's not dramatic. You know, some of us like the dramatic things, right? And we think that we've got to be overly dramatic to please and honor God. Well, honoring Him is not dramatic. Could be, if that's what He leads us to. But most of the time, it's not. Honor is daily reverence. It is not about achieving perfection, but it is about moving in a God-given direction. Anybody messed up this week? I don't have enough arms to raise for that, right? But here we like to beat each other up over something as simple as that, right? We know we're going to make mistakes. And most of the time we're our worst critic. We beat ourselves up and we walk around beating ourselves up, right? Just recognize it's a mistake and then say, "God, I messed up. I know that didn't please You and that didn't bring honor and glory to You. If something like that comes up again, will you stop me in the moment and remind me of how to do it right, how to get it right?" And guess what? You might miss it the next time. It might be 6-7 times down the road that you get it right. And then what does the Scripture tell us in that moment we're supposed to do? Not stand up and say, "I got it right." Nope. To make sure that glory and honor and praise goes to God and Him alone. "Let your light shine before others so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Every choice, every conversation, every relationship, every dollar, every moment is an opportunity to honor the God who saved us. So the question I'll close with today is simple. Where is God calling you to honor Him more deeply? One of those questions I can't answer for you. I can give you the question and let you think about it. But where is God calling you to honor Him more deeply? One of the things we do is offer an invitation every week. I say this a lot. The invitation is not because the pastor wants to give one. The invitation is for you to, maybe you know the answer to that question that I just gave you. And you want to do business with God. You need to talk to Him in this moment. You know, maybe you've drifted away. Hey, return to Him. Maybe you've grown cold. Anybody ever felt cold in their faith before? What do we do when we get cold? Now we go turn up a thermostat, don't we? Switch it to heat. But a fire, get it rekindled. Ask the Lord to build a new fire in you. Maybe you become inconsistent. You need to get in alignment. Your tires start wobbling on you. car, what do? You take it to the shop to get an alignment. Well, if you're wobbling around in your faith, hey, maybe you just need a realignment. And here's the biggest one. If you've never surrendered to Christ, today is a great day to do that. Matter of fact, I didn't even put great. I put it's a wonderful day for salvation. Will you stand? Would you pray with me as we dismiss this morning? Father, we thank you for today. We love you, Lord. And God, we know that we don't always bring you honor. Help us in those moments. Teach us, God, how to do it right, how to get it right. Lord, help us see that your rules, if we want to see them that way or think of them that way, are not there because you made it up. They're there, God, because you love us and you know that when we obey, that we will be in a good place, that you will care for us, and that you will fulfill your promises in our life. Father, as we go from this place, we ask for your leadership and your guidance. Holy Spirit, will you teach us what to say, teach us how to act, and love us every step of the way. Again, Father, we thank you for today. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.